Hello, my love. Welcome to The Vibe. My name is Ashlyn. I'm a subconscious architect and multi-certified spiritual teacher, and this is the Mindflowers podcast. If you're searching for more self-knowledge, more abundance, more life, you just hit a lick, because the Mindflowers podcast is an archive of lessons in spiritual wellness, explorations into self, and interactive practices designed to lead you to your own truth. I'm here to inspire you out of your cycles and into your potential. From my heart chakra to yours, here are some mind flowers. When was the last time you updated your privacy settings? Not the ones for your phone, the ones for your life. That's what I'm going to be talking about today in this short but sweet and hopefully thought-provoking episode today. But before we get any further, I'd like to take a moment and thank today's sponsor. This episode is sponsored by Conscious Lifestyle Magazine. Conscious Lifestyle Magazine believes that you must be the change you wish to see. The magazine is designed to give you powerful, practical tools, techniques, wisdom, and inspiration for creating radiant happiness, health, and healing, so you can play your essential part of this shift. They work with the world's leading visionaries, teachers, healers, physicians, writers, to create a positive now and future. And the best part is, they have a free 14-day trial, and that trial includes 3 bonus issues. So y'all, you're getting 4 issues for free, plus a digital download of their relaxation music for meditation sessions. When I got my free trial, it was literally so much good information. An annual subscription is only $35. So go ahead and sign up for your 14-day trial to check it out. The link is in my show notes. Just as a phone set to do not disturb allows one to focus on the tasks at hand, setting yourself on D&D mode allows you to focus on your spiritual growth. In a culture obsessed with chasing big, audacious goals and committing to massive action, there's a better, softer way to achieve your next level, one that's actually rejuvenating. Now, you've heard the phrase, less is more, I'm sure, and that applies here. You'd be surprised how quickly you can ascend when you focus on subtracting the unnecessary rather than adding on a bunch of tasks and to-dos that promise fulfillment. Updating your privacy settings is a more sustainable way of creating your next level version. When we take our time creating the space for and embodying our new visions and versions instead of chasing them, we get to experience a spiritual richness that we just wouldn't get to savor otherwise. Your spiritual growth is at the mercy of your systems and your discipline. D&D mode gives you the opportunity to build the systems and the discipline to bring them to life. When we put our lives on D&D mode, we invest our time and attention to our most valuable asset, ourselves. Doing so allows you to examine and shed the practices that have gone stale. Adopt new mindsets and ways of being that reflect your heart's truth, and make different decisions about who you really are and what you really need. What do you do that is purely in service to yourself? Now, this question serves as a window and a catalyst, giving us a clear view of what's going well, what's not going so well, and the spark to adjust as necessary. We use this question to update our privacy settings, you know, the ones like two-factor authentication, which allows us to filter information through our minds and our hearts before deciding if it's true for us. Enabling strong passwords, the emotional and social boundaries we set that keep us accountable to ourselves and how we show up in the world. Or turning off iCloud backup, which keeps us from being weighed down by past traumas, false beliefs, and unevolved mindsets that keep you from being your best self. Now, I invite you to pause this episode and write down or think through, what is your answer to that question? What do you do that is purely in service to yourself? Because your answer to that question gives you direction in deciding how you want to show up for yourself. So, what do you actually do when you activate D&D mode? Well, I have two practices for you. The first one is increase your solitary activities. Solitary activities enable automatic updates, aka spiritual downloads. The gift of this practice is a deeper knowledge of self and a clearer vision for moving forward. This is because engaging in activities that encourage relaxed awareness triggers the default mode network in the brain. In default mode, the brain begins to daydream, mind wander, and even replenish cells. A daydreaming mind allows for greater connection to information within the subconscious, allowing for deeper self-truths, insights, and inspired actions to flow forth. Another practice you can do is audit your app permissions. Now, on your phone, app permissions are how you control and regulate access to personal data. In much the same way, real-life permissions help create a safe space to nurture your spiritual growth. Restricting access, also known as boundaries, that's one of the most powerful practices you can engage in. Who gets to experience your energy? Who has no business with experiencing your energy? And don't forget about self-boundaries. What lines do you refuse to cross with yourself? These settings can transform your life by eliminating the jolts of unimportant and unnecessary notifications, releasing the dead weight of the past, and allowing you to reconnect with your higher self. This is you honing in on what's actually worth your time and attention. The best part is when you do go into D&D mode, reaching those big, audacious goals gets easier. In fact, you don't even really have to reach for them. They come to you because you're coming from a place of alignment. And that's really what this is all about, living in alignment. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and a special shout out to today's sponsor. If you're interested in Conscious Lifestyle Magazine, go ahead and check out the show notes for all the details. Get that free 14-day trial. I hope you have an amazing day today, and I will talk to you soon. You could be anywhere, but you chose to be here. And for that, I'm forever grateful, because without you, this podcast has no juice. If you're loving this vibe, please spread the word. You can send an episode link to your friends, leave a 5-star review, or you can hit my text line to join the Bloom community. If you'd like to support this podcast, you can check out my online shop where I offer digital workbooks and masterclasses designed to help you embody what you're learning here on the podcast. You also have the option to leave a donation if you'd like. The links for that and the number to the text line will be down in the show notes. Again, thank you so much for sharing your energy with me today. I love you and I life you.